Welcome to Riscario Radio. I am your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. This is episode 195. Imagine James Bond selling insurance. Now see James Bond in his most deadly role ever, insurance agent. No one gets out alive. In the 00 section, the mandatory retirement age is 45. What happens then? Sherlock Holmes became a beekeeper. That doesn't look like the fit for James Bond. A secret agent knows about life and death. How about becoming a life insurance agent? You may think that's too boring, but Ian Fleming said, "I wanted Bond to be an extremely dull, uninteresting man to whom things happened." Surely insurance is dull enough. Let's examine the fit. Training. James is extremely well-trained and resourceful. He's required to stay fit and up-to-date. That's how he got his 00 designation, and that's how he kept it. Advisors can get designations but are allowed to sell without them. For life insurance, the test has multiple choice questions. Even then, too many fail. Primerica has a novel solution. Make the tests even easier. Imagine M asking for less skilled agents. Support. James gets gadgets from Q and learns how to use them. He also has support from M, unless he's disavowed and getting shouted at. An advisor gets presentation tools to make what's sold look ever so enticing. There are even iPad apps. When there's a live case, there's lots of support available to help with the closing. The only tough part is getting the prospect. The real boss. James is an agent for his employer, MI6. Although he's paid by the taxpayers, he doesn't work for them directly. His checks are signed by M. James is a fiduciary for M. An insurance advisor is an agent for the insurer. Although you pay, the checks are signed by the insurer. An advisor is not a fiduciary. Results. James has a license to kill. James is ordered to get results by any means, even if questionable. An advisor has a license to sell. Results mean getting the sale. The methods may be questionable. The insurance agent for actor Tom Hanks had a clever approach. He charged Tom a large amount, sent the insurer a smaller amount, and kept the difference. This was in addition to the regular compensation. The financial sector is the least trusted in the world. That doesn't happen without some effort. Secrecy. The world of MI6 is secret. James knows the inner workings, but we don't. This is for our benefit. The financial world, especially life and health insurance, is opaque. The sellers still know more than the buyers. Try figuring out how a dividend for a whole life policy gets calculated. You would benefit from transparency. Overall, James does what he's told even if he disagrees. He's not to question why. That's ideal in selling, too. Given the similarities in work, wouldn't James Bond make a great insurance agent? With his skills, he can also thwart the actuarial mortality tables and hasten death claims. A real boon for beneficiaries. Caveat. In Skyfall, Q says age is no guarantee of efficiency. In the movies, the actor playing James Bond keeps changing. As the actor ages or loses appeal, he's gone, but the character goes on. The replacement is more suited to the times. In insurance, the actor playing an advisor can keep that role until retirement. There is no real judgment of current skill, even though mental faculties may deteriorate. Is your advisor still suited to the role? P.S. While James Bond could become an insurance agent would have a much tougher time becoming James Bond. You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's RISCARIO. I'm Pramod Sharma.